And I know there are certain people on the social media sphere that would call me a deranged conspiracy theorist. But if you believe the numbers that they're pumping out, you're an idiot. I mean, I'm a goofball behind a microphone. I get it. But you're just as dumb or gullible if you're going to sit there and still defend the models that have been historically wrong. And I get why people do that, because they get to sit on the side of quote-unquote science, and they like to think of themselves as an academic, as somebody who's very smart. Well, I'm basing my information on the numbers that I've researched, and obviously mathematical models can be different, but if you weren't such a simpleton, you would understand that only big-brained people like myself, who can look at these numbers behind my tactical keyboard, I accept the numbers that they're pumping out. Well, you are a freaking moron. Okay? I'll even do it in stupid sign language and put it in a light bright and send it to you. You are dumb. Anyway, so we're gonna go a little bit more in depth on that at the top of the third hour here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Sponsor of this segment of the program, where we're going to talk about Trump defunding the WHO and the five things that you should know, is brought to you by McClure Tables at mccluretables.com, located in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 100% American made. All of their shuffleboards are made in that 18,000 square foot facility located in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The playing surfaces of each shuffleboard are made with hand-selected premium-grade cuts of Michigan hard maple. If you go to mccluretables.com, you will see that you can pick between custom, handcrafted shuffleboard tables and wholesale handcrafted shuffleboard tables. In fact, they have in-stock, ready-to-ship tables right now at McClureTables.com, who have been a rock-solid day-one sponsor of the Crusade Channel, and it really helps us if you do business with those who do business with us. And let's be honest, if you have a shuffleboard in your house, that makes you pretty much like Scrooge McDuck, because that's pretty high-class stuff, right? People have like the little basketball things that the little hoops that you shoot at, like Chuck E. Cheese. You don't want any of that stuff. That stuff just, it dates itself pretty quick. Shuffleboard, timeless. Check them out. McClureTables.com, mccluretables.com. So, let's just go to it yesterday, where Trump pretty much went off on the World Health Organization, and appropriately so. I think this action has been like a lot of what Trump has done. It's good that he's done it. It should have been done much, much sooner. Let's take a listen to him talking about defunding the WHO.
Today, I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Today I'm instructed.
Yeah. And of course, people are going, you can't defund the World Health Organization. We're in the middle of a pandemic. Yeah. Who allowed it? I didn't even mean to do that. The WHO did nothing while this thing marched across the world, even if they could. All right. It's a non-governmental agency of the United Nations, favored by globalists. Well, if the WHO tells us to do these things, then we must listen. I ain't listening to a guy who calls himself Generalissimo, whatever his name is. All right? He's a fake general, so I don't have to salute him. And I don't have to give him any kind of respect. Okay? General Tetros, General Admiral Tetros of the World Health Organization. All right? The guy was put there by China. The guy has been a Chinese supporter since before he was put into power at the World Health Organization. And they did not look out for the health of the world, all right? Let's just break this down as simply as possible. What is the World Health Organization's function if you were to read the name?
Oh, well, they would be responsible for the health of the world.
And did they? No, they were more concerned with protecting the reputation of the Chinese by saying, well, on two separate occasions, Chinese have told us no human-to-human transition. We're good. People are being welded inside their homes. And the World Health Organization's like, ah, we commend the steps taken by China to help these people stay in their homes while they're sick. I'm sorry, what? It's not a choice that's happening. Dragging people out in the streets. Oh, look at them. They're helping them exercise. And the United States of America contributed $893,000 to the World Health Organization. You know how much the Chinese contributed? 85 grand. If the Chinese government, the CCP, thinks that the World Health Organization is some kind of necessary entity, then they should fund it. They should fund it. Not us. Not us. Yeah, I'll say it again. If they think that it is important, let them do it. Yeah, and a lot of people, a lot of globalists who are used to the way things are, don't want to see this change. They don't want to see it changed at all. They want the status quo to remain. You know, Bill Gates wants it to. You know he does because, and of course, watch out, we're entering into conspiracy territory, as some people would say. Who is going to push for the vaccine? And this is just a fact that Bill Gates is working on vaccines. Who's going to promote his vaccine? The World Health Organization. So why don't you fund him, Bill Gates? And so, of course, you have these people saying that his decision from the Washington Examiner, the editor of The Lancet, I don't even know what The Lancet is, says that President Trump's decision to defund the WHO is simply a crime against humanity.